Hola, welcome to True You Moments. I'm Courtney Coleman, your clinical hypnotherapist. These are short and informal, inspired downloads and intuitive hits that I get to help you discover and stay true to the real you. You can find out more about me at www.courtneycoleman.com. But for now, here is your True You Moment.
There was a post that I saw online that said, advice needed. What do you do when you're continuously pouring into others and their law of reciprocity is out to lunch? It's our responsibility to stop giving. It's our responsibility to draw a line. It's our responsibility to say no. Where did we learn this from, that this was okay to get to this point? Who told us this is how to give? Who told us we should give until we are just depleted, exhausted, not any good? Who told us this was okay? Where, again, did we learn this? I want to suggest a different perspective because the question was asked. So first, we've all heard, put your mask on first. Honestly, when this situation of you feeling like I'm not getting back what I was giving, it's a sign that there is something within us that needs healing. This is an opportunity to learn a lesson. Are we looking in the right place to be fed from, to be poured into? We always need to make sure that we're consistently pouring into ourselves to the level and magnitude in which we can become filled. If we're only pouring in this amount and we're giving this amount, it's not balanced. We need to make sure that we have strong, potent, saturated, deep, depth, wide, very sturdy, sound resources pouring into us. And so that would come here. Where we poured was here. We can't get poured in from here. We cannot get poured in from here. The waterfall falls this way. The only way water from what has gone down gets back to us is when it goes around and it comes back down to us. So it's our responsibility, nobody else's, to fill ourselves. We cannot serve from this place of depletion. It's not going to happen. Ask me how I know. I'm not the giver and maker of all, but I do know, having been there multiple times, what you are giving from that place, even though we feel we're doing great giving, the intent, what we're giving, is not our best. Don't expect something from the wrong place. They can't give what they don't have. They're coming to you for something, and this is all they have to give. There's nothing to give you. We just might want to consider, we're looking to be fed and filled into from the wrong place, the wrong source. So it is a challenging lesson to be giving to someone that you can see in front of you and then not expect something back. That's something I think we'd learn for a really, 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 really long time. Like they say, when you lend money, just know that you're giving it away. You're not lending money. You're giving it away. So you don't have an expectation of receiving it back, so you don't end up disappointed. Because when you're expecting to be receiving something back, that intent that's there is going to keep you disappointed. A lot of disappointments is not good for you spiritually, emotionally, or physically. So we need to change how we're viewing this. Let's see what else I have in here. Being a giver is not meant for us to pay the cost of being utterly depleted and drained. And no, that's not it. We have to be a good steward of our gifts. And that's not really being one. when you are not making sure you're taken care of. So there are a couple of universal laws that are in work that people don't think about that's in play. And she started off with their law of reciprocity is not present. Well, there's another catch. There's another part to that. So the first thing I want to say, the law of Dharma, it's our purpose. What is our purpose in life? Nobody else can serve like you. We must do what we were given to do. So that's why we're trying to be, you know, giving, right? Whatever that is that you're giving. When it's your law, your life's calling, that is exactly what you're going to do. You're always going to be trying to do this thing that you were created to do. You must. It is your responsibility to live out your calling, making sure you're filled. The creator is doing what it's supposed to be doing. The universe is doing what it's supposed to be doing. We have to be doing what we're supposed to be doing, getting fed. The law of giving and receiving says this is a balance of polar opposites. This means you get poured into. Consider your source that you're looking to be poured into from. It's got to be the right source. Law of cause and effect. What we put out, we get back. And I think that's kind of where you're maybe one of those areas that you're stuck in. It doesn't say that we're going to receive back from the container that we gave. It doesn't say that. That's what we expect. Unspoken expectation, disappointment every time. So it doesn't say we're going to get back from the same container we gave to. Law of polarity acknowledges life is a balance of polar opposites. Balance, balance, balance. Not I give everything and I don't get anything. It's my responsibility to make sure. Let me see. Law of neutrality. When we let go and we surrender our personal motives and everything comes back to balance, when life has become overwhelming, we become depleted or situations are not flowing smoothly, the law says this can be turned through the process of surrendering and allowing things to settle down. Stop the giving. Stop the giving. Law of allowance. When we make space for things to be as they are, they naturally come back to balance and harmony. When we are fed, we have a peace. We have a balance. And that allows us to give naturally. Like the word says, don't give into compulsion, meaning, you know, being hollered at for 45 minutes and you feel pressured to give. That's not the right way to give. You are supposed to give out of your fullness, out of your overflow, out of the goodness of your heart. If I don't have anything in there, how can I give it? Again, they don't have to give. How can you be giving it when you don't have it either? That's imbalance. There has to be a balance. Let's see. Law of allowing, we make space for things as they are to naturally come back to balance and harmony. Look at nature. Law of deliberate creation is the essence of getting organized, creating and manifesting formulas instead of, again, getting organized. I'm doing creating and manifesting formulas instead of allowing unconscious programming. Remember, where did we learn this from? Unconscious programming, creating our lives based on past programming. We begin to consciously choose what we wish to experience. If I'm aware that this programming is not working for me, is not beneficial for me, I'm not growing, I'm not living, I'm not working in my purpose, why am I keep doing it? So hold on, something is not right. When we are made aware, it is our choice, our will to say, hey, I don't want to do this anymore. There's something else. The fact that you want to do something else means that you're aware that that's not right. So now that I'm aware, it's my responsibility. Am I free will to choose? Do I do something or not? Fork in the road. Okay. Now that I'm aware, now that I've made a decision, what is wrong with this? Why is it hurting me? Where did I learn it from? What do I need to do to make a better decision on what I need to do to get a different result? There has to be a change. Let's see. That's the law of deliberate creation. Conscious decision to get a different result means I change my action. Law of adjustment. That there is harmony in the universe that governs everything, every human being, that we have free will. We have free will to choose what we want to experience. Let me see. It is easy to come out of harmony with what is the law of adjustment that says when we surrender, everything will be brought back into allowance. Everything will come back into balance. There is nothing wrong. There's nothing to reestablish balance. Balance exists. It's what we're doing that causes the imbalance. So we need to stop doing or thinking the things that were creating the disharmony. I must give even though I don't have to give. I just sold it. You don't get a bigger crown. You don't get a bigger reward. You get sicker. You get weaker. That's what you get from giving out of a place that you don't have to give. Because as much as you think you're giving, you're getting resentment, disappointment. You're losing faith in things. You're planting in things don't work out for me. You're planting in, I give and I never get back. That's hurtful, but that's what you're planting. How is that beneficial? That's literally what's going on back here. Because we're emulating the wrong thing, the wrong programming that's in our subconscious. So now that you are aware, your free will to decide, do I change my actions to get a different result? Your free will. So hopefully you will step back and allow everything to come back into balance. You get fed so that later when everything is in balance and harmony, you can then feed from the right place. You can then give from the right place. You can then serve from the right place. Until then, it's out of balance. The laws of the universe work, period, point blank. So I hope you have enjoyed this true you moment. I'm Courtney Coleman. Until next time, stay true to the real you.